I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
Big 5 o'clock hour on a Friday. That's the biggest hour of the week, in my opinion. You're trying to get people home. You're trying to have them enjoy their weekend. You're just trying to do what's right, and that's what we're doing. I'm going to start it off the 5 o'clock hour with the Pinstripe Report brought to you by Samwell Institute for Pain Management. So many things to talk about. Number one, the starters against the Mets say Yankees won 5-3 at Steinbrenner Field. Sellout crowd here at the ballpark. Overcast day, no sun whatsoever. And many thought it was going to get rained out. It wasn't rained out. And Luis Gil started, and Will Warren followed him. So Hill went 4 innings. Will Warren went 5. Those two guys, in my opinion, there are other people that are certainly in consideration, but I think that those two guys are battling for the number 5 spot in the rotation for the Yankees with Gerrit Cole out. Luis Gil throwing 99 on the black. Gave up a 2-run home run to Vientos. That was his only mistake. And then, and by the way, credit to the Mets. They brought the big boys. They brought their team. It's not like they kept people back at Port St. Lucie. They brought their team. They actually stayed, you know, overnight in Tampa the last 2 days. I think they played in Lakeland yesterday. And then they, you know, Lakeland's not that far from Tampa. So Alonso was in the lineup. Lindor was in the lineup. Starling Marte was in the lineup. Beatty, Vientos, Alvarez. It was a representative lineup. And these two guys on the Yankees really shut them down. Will Warren, I think he got 17 outs and 13 of them were on the ground. He's a ground ball pitcher. So the Yankees have a decision to make. Do you go with the pure stuff? Then it's probably Heel. If you go with a guy who makes you hit the ball and put it on the ground, then it's Warren. Or can you go with both of them and Luis Gil ends up being in the bullpen because he comes in throwing 99 miles an hour. This is a guy who for the last 2 years essentially was out because of Tommy John surgery. So that was interesting to watch them. Right before the game, about 20 minutes before the game, Anthony Rizzo was scratched out of the lineup. Scratched out of the lineup. We found out that he had a tight lat. Now, everybody's had a tight lat. And then you start to get worried. I mean, what does that mean? Is he going to start the season on the IL? He told Meredith Narakovich, absolutely, I'm fine. This was precautionary. I will be in the lineup on Thursday against the Astros. So that's that. Now, the game was on Yes, and the broadcast crew was me, Paul O'Neill, and Joe Girardi, and, of course, Meredith Narakovich. We sent out a picture. I don't know if you've seen it on social media. I'm sure that Yes could put it up in a moment. First things first, I don't know how much of the game you got to watch, guys. I know you had meetings before and then you were on the air. But Joe Girardi, this is his first time back in the booth in however many years before he became Yankee manager even. So it's been a long time. I'm going to go out on a limb. Right now, after one game, I've forgotten how good he is. He might be one of the best baseball analysts in the game right now. Right now, and that includes national too. He sees everything. He's very current because he managed just recently. He knows all the players. He is phenomenal, and you know, viewers of the Yes Network, they're going to love this guy. But the thing that jumped out at me, Peter and Don, I don't know if you saw it. O'Neill walks into the booth today. Now, what do the kids say? He looks swole.
I don't know.
The
maybe,
guy.
Maybe yoked. You looking for yoked?
He was yoked, jacked, swole, yeah. S-W-L-E.
I saw the same thing. That was the first thing I noticed in the picture.
Peter, like, it's almost unnatural. He's 61 years old, and he's got veins bulging out of his arms and his forearms, and he looks, he's in far better shape than when he played baseball.
Tell him Paulio sent you.
There he is.
It's unbelievable.
I know, but the problem is what you said there at the end. That's why I didn't bring it up, because what you said at the end is kind of what I felt. I was kind of like, what the hell's going on here? It walks up to the line of strange.
But not in baseball.
No, like, no, a lot of baseball players get really fat when they retire.
No, a lot of athletes, period. But it does. It kind of, if he commits himself to stay fit, it actually makes sense for him to look better post-career than during the career. Because, you know, I read his book, Michael, not the one about his dad, the second one that came out.
The one with Jack Curry.
Yeah. Yep. He was obsessed with hitting and learning how to hit and to all the things with baseball. So any free time he had, it was probably in the batting cage, you know, working on the game of baseball, which, you know, kept him physically fit, but probably didn't build up his muscle tone or anything. He was focused on that. And now he's probably turned his attention that he doesn't have to hit a baseball anymore to working out with weights and doing other things that are going to show a lot more. Michael, you know, there have been plenty of players. I remember Sid Fernandez. Sid Fernandez would always come in the spring training with the Mets like he dropped 30 pounds. Like, he looked great because during the offseason he worked on his diet and worked out. And then once he hit the, you know, getting pitching and working on all the fundamentals of the game, he actually started to gain weight as the season went on because he didn't have as much time to, like, work on his total body because he was so focused on all of his pitching mechanics. And all they do is feed you during the course of a baseball season. You saw the spread after games in the locker room and all that. So it kind of makes sense that he probably focuses his attention on his body now that it's away from the swing. He was obsessed with hitting, Peter. He talked about in the book that he could smell a foul ball. Like, when the ball would hit the bat, he could smell, like, the burn of the bat hitting the ball. Like, yeah, no one knows that.
But I'm going to side with Peter here, though. I mean, we've ping-ponged back and forth today. That's what makes the show so tremendous.
That's right.
You don't get in better shape as you get older, for the moment. But I mean, now I'll also go back to Don's side. Paul works out 3 hours a day lifting weights.
Right.
So a lot of people don't have that. But, I mean, I've never seen a guy look so good.
Well, but he's obsessive is my point. And when he gets obsessive about, like, hitting – that's all he cared about. That's all he thought about. And now that he doesn't have to hit anymore, he's probably obsessing about getting older and wanting to stay ahead of it. I mean, listen, I would I be doing kickboxing at 35? Probably not, because you think I got the whole world. I got nothing going on. You know, don't worry about it. But now that I'm 56 and I've got two twins that are six and I want to be around a lot longer, I'm a little bit more focused on my health now.
Well, you're
at
doing
56.
Great with the kickboxing, but you don't look anything like O'Neal.
Well, no, obviously not, because I'm not a former professional athlete,
but he's
and I don't work out 3 hours a day. But I do work out an hour a day, which is an hour more than I was working out back when I was a lot younger.
But you're not throwing up iron like Paulie.
No, who can?
So I'm supposed to feel bad that I'm not Paul O'Neal.
I think all of us should.
I don't, Don, I don't think you should feel bad. In fact, I think there's a chance Paulie's juicing.
Oh, my goodness.
That's a serious
How do you even throw that out there?
Yeah, why would you do that?
Well, he's not playing in the game anymore.
It's well, totally still.
What do you
why
mean
would he do that?
Why would he juice?
Just to look good in the picture,
you know,
on social media?
Does. Yeah, half of Hollywood does.
Yeah.
Well, because they're in movies. I mean, I think
he's on TV.
Yeah, with 30 seconds before the game starts and in a picture with Meredith for social media. he's not in a movie where he's on the camera for an hour and a half.
Well, you know what's amazing, too? Girardi's in phenomenal shape. Phenomenal. And he looks like he's out of shape next to Paul.
Yeah.
Paul must have a 32 waist.
But if you work out 3 hours a day, that's being obsessive.
Wait, did he say it's 3 hours a day?
That's
no,
what Michael
I know.
Said.
He goes in the gym and kills it for 3 hours and goes out and golfs.
No, he's got – I want to say this respectfully. He's got problems.
He doesn't look like he has a problem in the world.
I'm telling you, if he works out currently 3 hours a day,
right,
and he's not planning some sort of, you know, I don't know, some sort of operation to save the world, I there may be something going on there. That's strange.
First of all, people that are
done.
Planning an operation to save the world, they don't make it public, Peter.
Well, so maybe that's what it is. That's why I don't want to pass judgment, because maybe he is planning on doing something really important. But 3 hours
no.
a day.
Maybe he's making a comeback.
Hold on, and that's before golf?
Yes.
So
Don, he was up today at like 5:30 in the morning throwing up iron.
So, Don, you would have to say this is a hates his family guy.
No, oh, my goodness, he loves his family.
But when does he see him? He's gone for 8 hours a day between the weights and the golf.
Well, first of all, he sees them the rest of the day. Like, people go to work.
No, this is now his job. Listen,
his job is
obsessed with
shape.
Throwing up iron the way I was obsessed with Doritos. It's almost time for an intervention.
That's what I'm saying. Is like Everyone always assumes it's good when you're being completely crazy about working out, but it does sound like there's something crazy.
No, well,
Don,
again,
you know what? You come to the next game he's doing at the stadium. I think you have an intervention with him. See if he doesn't smash your face in.
But no, again,
why would he do that?
Well, yeah, I think he.
Well,
he's
accusing him of needing an intervention. Well, he's in great shape.
He's saying he cares.
No, but I listen. It's working out for him because I'm sure he's healthy.
I'll tell you one thing, though. I know the booths are always compared. Ain't nobody in that SNY booth that looks like Paul O'Neill.
Well, no.
Shape-wise.
I want to say that he seems like a truly lovely man.
He's a terrific guy.
The last thing I want to do is offend him. But I'm telling you right now, if someone who's not a pro athlete who's putting in 3 hours in the gym every day, that is bizarre behavior.
No, he's come on, you have to admit, he's just obsessed with it. It works out because it's probably healthy, Michael, but – you know, when I read his book, he was just obsessed with hitting. That's all he thought about. And now he's applied that to something else.
He's got to compete.
Which is good.
He's just competing.
I mean, I think everybody's got their vices. And he's obviously got a vice
that's
good.
But isn't it better than a Dorito vice?
Of course it is.
All right,
but also, you know, but I do think you could probably find a happy medium where he doesn't have to work out 3 hours
a day.
Well,
he enjoys it. A lot of people enjoy it. I actually like being on the elliptical and the life cycle. I feel better after I get off.
Please don't compare yourself on the elliptical.
Doritos are great.
No, I listen. I'm playing. I'm playing for a tie. Paul's going for the win. He's going for two.
Yeah, you're tied. You're playing to stay close. He's going for the blowout. He's Connecticut against Stetson. All right, that's 85-48.
And Danny Hurley's screaming at him as he's throwing weight.
Right, it's not enough.
That's the Pinstripe Report brought to you by Samwell Institute for Pain Management. For pain-free life, visit samwellpain.com today. I was just startled when I saw him. I said, I have to talk about this on the air. But you noticed it, too, when you looked at the picture, Peter?
Instantly. I sort of said, what the hell's going on here?
He's got SECs.
So Tisha Thompson has an update on the Ohtani story. She said 2 days after the account from Ohtani's handlers evolved from superstar bailing out his friend to allegations of massive theft, questions remain, including who, if anyone, is investigating the alleged theft. Ohtani's representative said Thursday they had officially submitted the allegation to law enforcement but did not say to which authorities. Multiple sources told ESPN that neither the California Bureau of Investigation nor the FBI were working the case. Spokespersons with the Los Angeles Police Department and District Attorney's Office in L.A. and Orange Counties all said they were not investigating, and they indicated it was most likely a federal matter. The U.S. Attorney's Office in Central California declined to comment.
And that is specifically about the theft of his money.
Right.
Now, but his trainer is being investigated.
Because
you
know.
Said the FBI was involved.
Well, the trainer, I don't, unless they reported him, he's not. Because they were investigating the bookie. That's what the investigation's about. Then at 4:13, she updated the story. This was yesterday. The Ohtani spokesman tells ESPN that what has actually happened in recent days is that Mizuhara has been able to control information to Ohtani in his position as the interpreter, and that Ohtani hadn't realized what was happening until the postgame clubhouse meeting when a new interpreter was brought in. He didn't know any of it. Didn't know there was some inquiry. After the game, that's when he found out. He didn't know what the bleep was going on.
Now, that's possible. But if this is all like a story, a cover-up, then that's what they're going to say, right? That he was shocked. He was robbed. He had no idea. Well, we're gonna find out. So it's his word against his, and we'll see how it ends up shaking out. But if he is going to go and follow through with that he was robbed by his interpreter, then these are the things he's going to have to say, that he had no knowledge of it. But it should be easy enough to find out, Michael, if he actually wired money to the bookie. I mean, you don't have access to that, right? Somebody in Ohtani, related to Ohtani, or this guy couldn't wire himself the money, right? I mean, they have enough to be able to tell whether it was truly Ohtani that wired the money, right?
Well, it came from his computer, so, I mean,
right.
It says his name at the bottom of it, but what the Ohtani people are contending is that Ippy did it from the computer and put Ohtani's name on it. Again,
okay.
I can't emphasize this enough, and I was talking to a lot of people today to see if it was, you know, just me. If you wire money, there is such – if you've ever bought a home or anything like that, It's so hard to do because they really, they're buttoned up about it. They call you four or five times to make sure it's you. They ask you security questions. I mean, right. Maybe this guy Ippy knows every single thing about Ohtani, so he could pass it. I don't know.
I'm sure that's what Ohtani's going to say is, listen, I trusted this guy. He had all of my accounts. He had all my numbers. And that's why he was able to do this.
I don't know if you guys saw John.
Oh, no.
John Heyman's story.
What?
In the Post today. I mean, imagine that this is a defense. And a lot of people have used a defense. So I want to read exactly what John wrote. So John says that it's unbelievable that if you're a person, you'd rather this be, well, I guess if you're trying to save your career, this is what you'd rather have out there. He pretty much says that Ohtani is a baseball genius, but kind of like really a lightweight and everything. I think he said, this is John's quote, there's a lot that remains unclear, but for now, the story that he's an all-time baseball genius but a financial dimwit is the story that works best for Ohtani and, frankly, all of baseball. It's also possible, of course, that this is the real story.
Yeah. I mean, you're not going to name names, Michael. I've run into them in my life. I'm sure you have as well, where really bright athletes in their sport just can't function outside unless they get help from their wife or get help from their agent or some sort of an
like
assistant.
Like you.
Well, I mean, in a way, it's just like you're all in on playing your sport. And your whole life you're told when to report to practice, when to report to the plane for road trips, when to go, you know, for meetings. And you don't think about anything else. You're completely 100% obsessed with the sport that you play. And you have other people. Your accountants handle your money. Your wife takes care of the kids. That happens a lot. And then when their careers are over and they're left to function on their own, they can't do it. I mean, I'm not going to mention any names, but there are guys that they don't drive. They got to be driven to things. Like, if you don't tell them, you constantly remind them what time they have to be someplace, they can't do it. They literally cannot function because they're so used to everybody doing them for them that when their career is over, they're completely lost.
Mike Mazzeo is quoting in the ESPN report, and Mike writes that Ohtani's interpreter's salary with the Angels was about $85,000, he says. And by the end of 2022, he had lost over $1 million and was borrowing money from friends and family. Now, that's a little disingenuous because I think Ohtani paid him a lot. So I've heard that he made up with a $300,000 to $500,000. So the money that he got from the Angels was an $85,000 salary. There's no way the Angels were paying $500,000. But this guy acted as Ohtani's brain. Acted as Ohtani's, like, best friend. So, I mean, he gave up his life, essentially, to come to the United States and be Ohtani's right-hand man. You're not doing that for $85 million. And also, the thing that doesn't make sense, the bookie had to know that this guy was inextricably linked to Ohtani. No bookie allows you to ring up that kind of deficit. Nobody. That's when legs start to get broken.
No. Unless you know you're good for it.
And Ohtani told him, I'm good for it.
Right, and they knew the relationship with Ohtani. And they figured he was good for it.
Let's go to the phone, see what you're saying. Let's go to Joe in New York. Joey.
Michael, Peter, Donnie Brasco, happy Friday.
What's up?
Going on?
First off, Don, you're 100% right. Like, I'm a biomed technician. There are several people in this world that are just specialists in what they're trained for, but nimrods when it comes to everything else. And
yeah,
with that being said, I think, I don't know if you guys watched the Manziel documentary, but I think we got a similar situation going on here.
Explain, we didn't watch it.
Manziel was selling autographs with his buddy who was like his, you know, his eBay. And the plan from the get-go was that this guy was going to be the fall guy if something was to ever come about. And I think Shohei knows exactly what was going on here. Ipe had a conscious moment and was trying to come clean with the truth. And then Shohei came back at him and said, this was not the plan. You are the fall guy. You are the fall guy. Remember that.
See, that's the thing that jumps out at me, Joe. because it was unless he's got a bunch of stooges working for him, Ohtani's people, his spokespeople, set up Ipe, the translator, with Tisha Thompson for that 90-minute interview where he sold the story that Ohtani knew and paid the money to the bookie. Then all of a sudden it changed when these not-too-bright lights said, you know, that's not cool. He's not supposed to do that under California law. You can't give an illegal bookie money, especially if you're a professional athlete. And then all of a sudden, now Ippy stole the money. It's a little weird. Let's go to Justin in New York. Justin.
Hello, hello.
How you doing?
No,
you can't call us from Grand Central. Bye, bud. Let's go to Carmine in Paramus.
Hey guys, this is Carmine. How you doing?
Hey, buddy.
I can't believe I'm going to do this, but I'm actually going to side with Michael Kay over my buddy Don. Even though while I was on hold, you're picking on my Steelers. I don't like that, but that's a whole other conversation.
That's because he turned me.
Yeah, I know. I don't agree with what he said either. I know you're not like that, I'm sure. Anyhow, I just don't see it, Don. I just don't see, you know, I'm a big Met fan, as you know, and I'm already looking forward to hopefully our Rangers getting to at least June for us, and then after that our Steelers, you know, starting in the early fall. But the Mets, I mean, I'm just not sold on the young guys. I mean, Beatty, Vientos, I mean, they have some good, you know, players, and I really hope they sign Alonso long-term. He's proven he can play here. He can hit. He can take the pressure. They have to sign that guy. But why bother? I mean, I don't think they're going anywhere this year. I mean, they're not going to catch the Braves, obviously, the Phillies. I think at best they're going to go .500, at best.
But so you don't like Martinez? Then you should love the signing of Martinez then.
No, I don't hate it. Don't get me wrong. I don't hate it. And like my son always tells me, it's not my money. What do you care? It's not the money either. It's, you know, that's peanuts for Cohen. But I just don't think they're going anywhere. And like Mike said, they're like, you know, you're in or you're out. You know, what are you going to do? And, you know, I'm glad that they didn't overpay for, you know, I know they're going to probably go after Soto. I'm not even sure if I want him. But, you know, I'm sure he's a great asset. But,
I got to stop you. You're not sure you want Soto?
Well, I do, but I just don't like his attitude. I'm an old timer, Mike. Where I, you know, these guys, I don't like when they don't run out the ball, you know, run out ground ball.
Then I don't know who you're going to root for anymore.
Yeah, I know. It's sad. I know. That's why, I mean, as much as I don't like the Yankees, I love Jeter. I love watching his hustle and stuff like that. I love most of the core guys from the Yankees years ago. Just the game has changed so much now. It just turns my stomach a little bit.
But I just think that you get J.D. Martinez. He's on a 1-year contract. He's a really good hitter. He improves your DH. I don't know what Vientos was going to do. He's still on the team. He's only 24. He might still have a bright future. But I would think that if you're not sold on the young guys, then you should embrace J.D. Martinez coming here. You got him almost for nothing. And I think the one thing that this team should be able to hit, I think Alonso's going to be motivated in his walk here. McNeil's won a batting title. Nimmo's a very good player. Alvarez showed you he can hit. He could get even better. If Marte stays healthy, Michael, throw J.D. Martinez in there. This could be a pretty healthy lineup.
Well, and you also have to remember, the Mets have been underachieving. So it's not as if this is a talentless team, Don. This is a team that was doing worse than they were supposed to. They haven't emptied out everything. They have a lot of talent there.
Well, the pitching is obviously going to be an issue, but they got Quintana at the time thinking that he can help them win a championship. Severino might be able to find it. They're going to get Senga back. They got good news on him the other day.
But no, but their lineup is still a pretty talented lineup.
Yeah.
So there's no, and just like we talk about in football, sort of the same with baseball these days. These turnarounds, these quote unquote rebuilds, not that this is a full rebuild, they don't take nearly as long as they used to.
I think you might actually agree with, you know, obviously Peter saying that he was not surprised about the Buck thing and his winning in the poll that we have up, but Kartik Tamehain said something interesting.
Huh.
Is it possible that Pete was upset by something Michael may have said about him and confided in Buck, who said Michael is a great guy?
Ooh.
Also on the table. I thought that where that story was going, and this is so silly of me, Don, I thought that story about what a good friend is going to be was going to be that Pete said something to Michael, like that other guy on your show always has nasty things to say about me. He's a bad guy. And then Michael defended me. That, to me, is where I thought it was going.
Wow.
So really? I mean, because otherwise, again, it's just not interesting. So I was just looking for the interesting part.
Oh.
But that might have been it. Maybe you were being critical of it, which you've been before.
But I the only thing I've said is, you know, Nozzle's in play, but I don't think he's a bad guy, and I think he's a terrific home run hitter. Well,
yeah, but you're not a huge fan. I mean, there have been times when you've, I would say, downplayed his value compared to what a lot of Mets fans would say about Pete.
Well, I mean, the only thing I've downplayed is that first baseman don't get the money that he's expecting to get. But as I told him, go get your bag.
But you know how ballplayers are, Michael. If you're not bowing at the altar of them, you're hating them. It's not exactly my quote from off the air, but you know what I mean.
Oh, I know what you mean. Peter, I also know that sometimes when you're confused and your mind is spinning and things are going wrong, you need some better help.
You know what? It's a good point. This message is brought to you by BetterHelp. I know for me, therapy has been so valuable so many different times in my life. One thing it's valuable for is helping you prioritize what's important to you. You know, we all say we want more time in the day, but what are you going to do with that time? Do you know? What are you going to prioritize? Exercise? Your relationship? Talking to friends and family? That's one thing therapy can be really helpful with, figuring out how you prioritize your life. Also, positive coping skills, setting boundaries. Therapy does so much to benefit your life. If you've been thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient. It's flexible, and it's suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched up with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Peter today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/Peter.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to Amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's Amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And, boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, this portion of the Michael K. Show on 98.7 ESPN is brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of White Plains. Visit Mercedes-Benz of White Plains, proud member of the Pepe Auto Group, the name you've trusted since 1968. We've done a lot of talking. Now let's talk to you. What's the matter? You don't want to?
No. We've done so much talking, and I'm excited to hear from people.
Yes.
Let's go to Sal in Dutchess County. Sally.
Mike, good afternoon, guys. How's everything going?
Great. How about you?
Good. Quick question. Mike, I know you remember this. Way back, you know, a few years back when Greg Nettles had that problem with, you know, giving all his business, stocks, bonds, whatever, to his brother-in-law, and he went broke.
I don't remember
that.
No.
Really?
It happens a lot with athletes. A lot of athletes go broke.
But this is his brother-in-law. Right. All I'm saying is you can't even trust family because he was making good money with the Yankees. Well, back then it was. And then he had to play a few extra years with the Braves because he was broke.
I've always told Don this. You can't trust family dealing with your money.
You could trust your wife. If you can't trust your wife.
If you can't trust your brother-in-law, why could you trust your wife?
Wait, you don't see the difference?
That's a huge difference.
Oh, yeah. My dear God.
Well, but the brother-in-law is your wife's brother.
but he has
his own problems. He might have his own bad habits.
Right, you know, inherited that relationship, Michael. You don't choose your brother-in-law.
No.
But
you choose your wife.
Yeah, but they're not the same person. I've had it. Come on, I don't even want to. No, please.
Please go on, Sal.
Take the L, Michael.
If you ever find out, you know, like talk to somebody about Greg. I mean, like I said, they took him for every. You know, he trusted him right with his everything, and that's it. He went. You know, he had to stay a few years so he could make some money back. And all I'm saying is, it doesn't matter who you have. At the end of the month, 2 months, whenever you get your portfolio, look at it, see if there's anything missing. That's all.
Well, obviously, Ohtani didn't do that. That he didn't even look at, you know, $4.5 million that was missing. It's amazing, though, that he's laughing in the dugout with the guy. Didn't know anything. I mean, so you're that clueless. You're living in America. You have no idea what's going on unless this guy tells you. You have no idea. I mean, that's a little bit of a lost sparrow in my mind. How do you do that? You're like a bird flying around with no guidance.
Well, but it's
I'll tell you what, if I lived in a country, I would make sure that I could communicate in an emergency and find out basic things. But I was talking to people today and say, this guy has one obsession in life. One. Baseball. And to be the best ever. That's all he concentrates on.
Right.
Obviously, he leaves other things out.
And you can be somebody that can be preyed upon. They probably pay attention to that. I mean, I don't know if it goes this deep, but how do we know that he didn't take advantage of the situation he was in to say, hey, listen, I'll take care of everything for you. Just focus on baseball. I got your back. Knowing full well that he was going to take advantage of that. And Ohtani's probably thinking, great, now I got somebody to take care of all the stuff I don't have to worry about. Now I can just focus on baseball.
See, you guys always make fun of me. I know it's part bit, but you also truly believe it. I don't trust anybody enough to give them any kind of insight or inside access to anything that's important in my life. I trust no one.
Well, then you don't get married. I mean, that's the mistake you made. Then that's on you.
Well, I didn't want to get married till I was 50, and you know, then Jody came about. But for the most part, that's probably why I didn't want to get married, because I don't trust people.
Oh boy, my life would really worry you.
I bet you're the guy.
I got a business manager.
Business managers cashing your checks. Nobody touches my money except for me.
Damn right they cash my checks. They go get my checks, too.
Well, then you're a stooge.
Well, what do you mean? You're blessed. You have two jobs, and that's how you get your money. I have 93 jobs in order to stay afloat, and sometimes getting paid is a pain. You got to have someone who's out there get invoicing and making sure. I can't be on every email to make sure everything gets done. I trust these people. They came highly recommended. I've been with them now for
But you know, a lot of people that do this end up stealing from people.
I know that's a thing. I know that people steal from people. People get screwed over in every sort of business situation that exists. Absolutely. Partners in restaurants get screwed over. Every sort of business relationship can lead to disaster. Sure.
But just because somebody took advantage of your situation and that you trusted the person doesn't mean that you can't, like, check in on him. I'm sure Peter would notice if money was missing. He may not be the one that is doing all the work, but you still got to stay on top of it.
I don't think Peter does check in.
Well, then that would be on him.
I read the reports.
But these are people that you don't know other than the fact that they're being paid to do things for you. But when you decide to marry somebody, there's a certain level of trust that you have. Otherwise, why would you get married to them?
Well, you know what, Don? I don't say this in a pejorative way. The two of them were like they were married.
Right.
They were inseparable. They both have wives. And they were like they were married. I mean, imagine having a job and you're with the guy 20 out of 24 hours a day. Yeah, that gives your wife 4 hours. Let's go to Anthony on Long Island.
Hey, how you doing, Michael?
Hey, Ant.
It's actually Angelo.
Somebody has to lose their job. Because
really?
It says right here, it says Anthony. You guys see this? It says Anthony on Long Island.
I know.
I'm sorry, Angelo.
Yesterday,
I am sorry.
You deserve better.
And I waited an hour and a half till 6 o'clock, and I never got on the air.
Oh, sorry.
I was at Rutherford's, and I took the pictures with you and stuff.
Oh,
and I showed you my book.
Yes.
Oh, I love the book.
Yeah, yeah. There was one picture there that I wanted you to concentrate on. It was a picture of Willie Randolph getting dressed. He always got dressed fast and got out of the stadium. there was Pete Sheehy walking behind him.
Yeah, very, very interesting pictures that Anthony Angelo shows me. Let's go to Caesar in the car. Caesar.
Michael, team, what's going on? How you guys doing?
How you doing, man?
Totally agree with you, Michael. I trust no one, especially as it pertains to my finances. Get the hell out of here. I'm not trusting anybody. The only person I trust is my wife, and even then, I'm checking her, dude.
I love you,
Caesar. That counts.
Yeah. No, I mean, really, because you know what?
Like, come on, guys. Like, let's be serious. Let's be serious. Who's got my best interest in mind?
You.
Nobody but me, right?
Mom,
right, and you know,
could.
50% of all marriages end in divorce.
But not 50% of marriages end in divorce because someone was lying about finances.
Yeah, but if a marriage is unraveling, you know, don't you think that, well, let's steal some money from this sack?
Well, if it's a bad person.
Well, yeah, I mean, okay, but I mean, there aren't that many pleasant divorces, Don.
Yeah, but maybe they don't care for it, but that doesn't mean that the person that's getting divorced is now a thief.
Right. They may not like each other at that point, but that doesn't mean they're going, screw it, go empty out the bank account.
Really, I think Caesar said it best. No one has any idea or handles any of my finances except for Jody.
Yeah, but you also...
Everything I do by myself, everything. I check every check that comes in, everything.
And what
There's
about,
no financial advisor.
What about investments?
I don't do investments.
So you're bad with money. So why are we listening to you either?
How am I doing? How's it working out for me?
It could be better.
Hey, you know what? Fine. But if you don't do investments, and I say this as someone who spent many years not doing it, you're failing. You're also failing. Sitting on cash is not smart. So there is upside to getting help from people. Hopefully, I understand. By the way, I'm not saying you're altogether wrong. Being nervous and apprehensive makes sense. But also assuming that everyone you would have a business relationship with is going to screw you, I don't think is a way to go through life either.
This is from the latest ESPN article, and it's a key part of the timeline. So this is 11:32 a.m. Wednesday Eastern Time, 12:32 a.m. Thursday in Seoul. Ohtani's spokesman advises ESPN not to publish its story because Ipe was lying. Shohei didn't know. In a rapid series of phone calls that follow, the spokesman emphasizes that all communication between Ohtani and his agent had gone through Mizuhara. Imagine, all right, so I guess it's somewhere between me and what you guys think about people. Imagine putting all of your trust, everything, your whole livelihood on one person. You can't be the brightest light in the chandelier. Every bit of trust on one person that you're not married to, everything, your whole life revolves around this person. And he shapes your worldview and your view of everybody around you because he's telling you exactly what everybody's saying. And, I mean, Shohei, as Don sometimes shouts, wake up!
Come back to us.
And also, what about his new wife? Wouldn't she want to know what's going on with this guy? Or is she just blind to it too? Like, well, you're walking into a relationship. Would you want to know who is this guy?
Right.
Do we trust this guy with our money now?
I think this guy, he trusts him with his life.
But you did miss my point earlier, Michael, that seemed to receive good reviews from our audience.
Tell me.
You also have to remember that everything that we are talking about right now is such a guess.
Yeah.
I mean, we are going to know, we are going to play, if we were to play clips from these shows on July 22nd, we'd probably be laughing at how ignorant we were about what the real story was.
This is, you know what, Peter? You're just teeing off on the first hole.
That's what I'm saying. This is all, we're just
kind of. It's all conjecture.
We could
That's
find
all we have.
Out they but, were in it together. It was a whole operation. We have no idea,
no idea
right now.
But we can at least be said that what the information we do know stinks.
Oh, it stinks
like,
to high
this
heaven.
Does not look good. Now, you're right. There might be pieces of information that all put it in place and everything will be fine. But, you know, right now, as we take it as it comes here, it does not look good for his intelligence or his involvement in this. Like, at the very basis, it just sounded like he's just completely ignorant to everything that was going on around him.
This portion of the Michael K. Show on 98.7 ESPN is brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of White Plains. Visit Mercedes-Benz of White Plains, proud member of the Pepe Auto Group, the name you've trusted since 1968. This is really big coming up in just a moment. it's the final point guard of the week. And right now it's a four-way tie.
Right.
Peter has one. Don has one. I have one. Joe Torre has one.
I think Joe's out.
Who wins the week? Who? Who wins the week? We find out next. London Jewelers is hosting their annual wedding band event from Thursday, April 4th through Sunday, April 7th. All wedding bands are 25% off. Brand exclusions may apply. The 2 by London Wedding Band Collection has something for every style and budget. Come in or call for an appointment at any of their locations. Americana Manhasset, Wheatley Plaza, Glen Cove, East Hampton, Southampton, Westfield World Trade Center, and the Mall at Short Hills, where you can enter for a chance to win an all-inclusive 5-day, 4-night honeymoon for two at any Sandals Resort. The best deals are at London Jewelers from April 4th through the 7th.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Mercedes-Benz of White Plains has done it again, Peter. They're winning their third consecutive Mercedes-Benz Best of the Best Dealer Recognition Award. In recognition of a very successful celebration last weekend, they're going to be extending special offers on select models as well as prizes with the purchase of a new vehicle until March 23rd when you RSVP. Visit their showroom in White Plains or explore online at mbwhiteplains.com. Mercedes-Benz of White Plains, proud member of the Pepe Auto Group, the name you've trusted since 1968. Let me introduce myself. I'm Michael Kay. I love when I get to talk about my friends at PC Richard & Son. It's a local company, family-owned. I trust them for my appliances, TVs, electronics, and a good night's sleep, too. Their experts use a four-step mattress fitting process, not three, not five, four-step mattress fitting process to find you the right pillow, the right comfort, the right technology, and the right adjustable base so that your new bed fits you perfectly. They guarantee it, and free in-home delivery on all mattresses, $199 and up. So please do what I do. Get to PC Richard & Son, the local company that you could trust for your new mattress.
Thanks for listening to the Michael Kay Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
Bang! Bang! The point guard.
You have made no good points, Peter.
You're so right, Michael.
I think you made some salient points.
Yeah, because you're an ass.
What they got J.D. Martinez for, it's a steal. This guy is a professional hitter. So it's hard to knock signing J.D. Martinez. But to me, they're half pregnant. Are they in or are they out? Are they playing the young kids or are they not? So I know you got a great bargain on J.D. Martinez. So that eliminates, in my opinion, correct me if I'm wrong, Don. Maybe I'm not seeing it clearly. Mark Vientos is not going to play. So you spent the whole offseason, Mark Vientos is going to DH, Brett Beatty is going to play third base. But you get J.D. Martinez, a veteran. If you're trying to get a playoff spot, right?
Right.
Then you should have signed Chapman to play third base. You should have signed Montgomery to a five-year deal because he's still going to be around when you're turning things around next year. And you should have signed J.D. Martinez, which they just did. It just seems like they're caught betwixt and between. Oh, what an exhilarating win.
What a lame. That is this so is,
oh, I'm yeah, so yeah, proud
Anthony,
of me.
Anthony, I really would love to just sit down. He's going to be at the Ranger game tomorrow that I'm calling. I'm going to take him aside and tell him that you can't do anything for him.
I can't help him. All right, so you brought up the Rangers. Don. That's a big boy win yesterday.
Artemi Panarin is pretty special, and it gets lost, I think, because of the year that Kucherov is having and McDavid's having a tremendous year, and, of course, McKinnon's leading the league in points and the number of goals that that Austin Matthews has in Toronto. I think it's 58 now or 57. He's got 97 points, which is a career high, 41 goals, which is a career high, and he can single-handedly win you a game, and that's kind of what he did last night. I mean, that was a competitive, fun game. And the difference maker was that he was the best player on the ice, and he played like it. So to be able to walk into Boston, win with your backup goaltender, no Trouba, no Lindgren, and beat Boston all three times you played them, and all Boston is right now technically the best team in the NHL with the most points in the league, that's a big boy win. It absolutely is. And we'll see what happens tomorrow against Florida, another big boy team. But that was a tremendous, exhilarating victory. And congratulations to Jonathan Quick. He now is tied with Ryan Miller for the most goalie wins for an American-born player. And just a real fun game last night in Boston, and we'll see what happens tomorrow.
And there were, like, what I don't get, Don, there were hats on the ice, tons of hats on the ice in Boston for a Ranger hat trick. Are Ranger fans traveling that well?
I got to tell you, Michael, when I'm traveling on the road, there is not a place in this country where you don't see a ton of Ranger fans. Even a place like Boston where they're sick for the Bruins, or you go to Detroit or Seattle, wherever it is, the Ranger fans travel very well. And there was a ton of them in warm-ups last night, and to see that many. Listen, Mark Scheifele had a hat trick for the Winnipeg Jets against the Rangers of the Garden. Not one hat, nothing, zero. And be able to see, you know, that many hats come down on the road for the New York Rangers tell you that their fans really travel well.
Now, I thought the Knicks had a terrific, terrific West Coast swing, and they battled, a great Denver team, and they ended up losing. That's fine. So totally. They were 3-1. Now they're playing the Nets tomorrow. It's already been announced that OG's out again. I'm a little concerned, and Mitchell Robinson's getting close. He's not going to play tomorrow either, but I'm more concerned about OG. I've said before, even when Mitchell comes back, I'm starting Hartenstein. I just am. But OG Anunoby takes this team to another level because of his ability to hit the three from the corners and his outstanding defensive ability. They're a much better defensive team with him on the court. The fact that he scratched 24 hours before the game even begins, that tells me it's just not right in that elbow, man.
And if it's not, I mean, listen, he had to go back home, so he wasn't playing against Denver because he flew back home.
Right.
And if you want to make sure he's right, are you going to play him against the Nets? No offense to the Nets. They're a mess right now. They've completely fallen out of the play-in. Lost again to Milwaukee last night, although Giannis was back in the lineup for the Bucks. But you know, if you're going to be strategic about that, a home game against the Nets, I mean, I think you can find a way to still win the game.
Yeah, but, absolutely. But, I mean, I need this guy back. I can't be concerned about him going to the playoffs.
That said, as great as the team played, one loss in Denver, they dropped down to 5.
Right.
Now,
right.
am I scared of being the 5th seed and having to play Orlando in the first round? No, and there's still 13 games left to make up for, but it just shows you how precarious it is, right? You're trying to maybe catch Milwaukee or Cleveland for 3, and one loss on the road knocks you back down to 5. So the games are pretty important.
And now they play an easy portion of their schedule, and they got to get fat, and you would almost guarantee they'd get fat if, in fact, you had OG Anunoby. But if you don't have them for an extended period of time, then these games get a little bit more precarious. I'm sorry, they do. A little concerned. ENN. There's no bigger ENN than the one that takes you into the weekend. I've said that my whole life.
Come on, it's a fact. During the tournament weekend?
It's a fat jack. It's a fact jack. How about that? I'm excited about it.
Me too. Okay.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.